from Spark and Anvil and Number Sense. This is Factor Fiona in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Factor Fiona had a tool belt, and she wore it even on the days she wasn't building anything, because you never knew when a number might need taking apart. She showed up on the Number Sense screen whenever a number was sitting there pretending to be solid. Dev was scowling at 24. The problem wanted him to do something clever with it, and to him, 24 was just 24. One lump, a wall. "It only looks solid," Fiona said, unclipping an imaginary wrench. "Watch, 24 isn't a lump, it's built. It's 6 fours fit it together, or 8 threes, or 4 sixes, or 2 twelves, or 3 eights. Her hands moved like she was turning a thing over to find the seams. All those are hiding inside 24. They're its building blocks, its factors. And once you can see the blocks, you can take the number apart and put it back together whatever way the problem needs. Dev stared. 24 is all of those? All at once, said Fiona, grinning. A number isn't one thing. It's everything it's made of.
Fiona learned to see the blocks from her uncle, who built furniture. She'd watch him look at a finished chair, a solid, whole thing, and somehow see underneath every joint and peg and plank that made it. "I can't help it," he told her. "Once you've built a chair, you can never look at one as just a chair again. You see how it goes together, and anything you can see how it's built, you can fix or copy or change." Young Fiona started doing that with numbers. She'd take a number and pull it apart into the smaller numbers multiplied together to make it. 36? That was 6 sixes, or 4 nines, or 2 18s, or 3 twelves. Each number stopped being a lump and became a little kit of parts. And just like her uncle and his chairs, once she could see what a number was built from, she could do things with it. Hard multiplications came apart into easy steps. Numbers that didn't seem related turned out to share a building block. The whole number world stopped being a row of solid walls and became a workshop full of parts she could mix and match.
"The building blocks were a superpower for multiplying," Fiona showed kids. A girl named Sana was stuck on a problem that needed 24 times something, and the something was awkward. "Don't multiply by all of 24 at once," Fiona said. "Take it apart. 24 is 8 times 3. So instead of one scary multiply, do 2 friendly ones. Multiply by 8, then by 3. Or break it however helps. 6 times 4, 2 times 12. You pick the blocks that make your problem easiest." Sana tried it, multiplying by the easy block first, then the next. "That was so much less scary," she said. "I just did it in 2 little steps instead of 1 big one." "That's the whole trick," Fiona said. "A hard number is just easy numbers wearing a disguise. Take it apart into its blocks, deal with the blocks 1 at a time, and the hard thing quietly falls to pieces in your hands." Sana wrote, "Break the number into factors. Do the easy pieces 1 at a time."
What Fiona loved most was the moment a kid stopped seeing a number as a wall. "Walls are scary because you can't get through them," she told a boy named Theo, who used to freeze at big numbers. "But a number was never a wall. It was always built, and anything built can be taken apart." She tapped her tool belt. "Once you know what a number is made of, you're not stuck staring at the outside anymore. You're holding the pieces. And when you're holding the pieces, you're the one in charge. You can rebuild it any way you like." Theo took a number that had scared him and pulled it apart into its factors, naming each block. "It's not a wall," he said slowly, turning the pieces over in his head. "It's a kit." "It was always a kit," Fiona said. "You just couldn't see the seams yet."
That evening, after the app powered down, Fiona unclipped her tool belt and hung it on its hook, the way her uncle used to hang his at the end of a build. Theo's last message glowed on the screen. Numbers aren't walls. They're kits. I'm in charge of the pieces. She read it twice and felt the warm, particular pride of a maker who taught someone to see the seams. That was what she most wanted a kid to keep. Not any single factor, but the feeling of being the one holding the pieces. Because a number you understand the insides of is a number that can't intimidate you. And there is a deep, steady confidence, she thought, hanging up her belt, in knowing that nothing solid is truly solid. That anything built can be understood. And anything you understand, you can take apart and rebuild and make your own.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Factor Fiona. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.